DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
It's the DufferBet Welsh Premier League podcast, the official home of good news in 2016. Forget all the celebs that are dying. Forget the fact the pound is falling through the floor. We're here to bring you the good news, like the first interview with Adrian Chisovic since he came back from that gruesome injury. Like Newtown winning and a new contract for Real's Niall McGuinness. Did you see what we did there? And much, much more good news. And here's the good news fairy who always brings a smile to our face. It's Mark Jonah Jones. Jonah, what's your good news story of the week?
For me, Mark, it has to be Adrian Chisovic. His reappearance for TNS after what he's been through is absolutely fantastic. It's a Christmas present for everybody in the Welsh Premier League, I think, not only TNS fans and Adrian, but all everybody in the league. I was there when he suffered his injury at Llandudno, and most people at the time were really worried, and to think he came back as quick as this is fantastic. The type of injury he had, it's obviously shown a lot of true grit and character to come back. And to round it off with a goal like that, you know, I was watching Scorio on Monday evening, and to see his goal, a class goal, by the way. You know, I think we'll all have to buy Chiz headbands now for the week and wear them over the Christmas, because well done, Chiz. That's fantastic, son. Well done.
Here's Adrian talking to the Rev.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Like I said, you know, 4 or 5 months. It's been hard work. But yeah, it was great to be on the pitch and obviously win the boys to get another 3 points.
Of course, when you came on as a second half substitute, there was a noise from the crowd. There was a roar. That must have been good to hear.
Yeah, of course. I've had a great support during the period I've been off. Lots of help from a lot of people. And so I couldn't be more grateful. And yeah, it was great to hear the people cheering.
The points were signed, sealed and delivered by none other than yourself. What a fantastic time that was at that moment when the ball hit the back of the net.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, it's been a long time. And like you said, it was a great feeling to put a ball in the back of the net. I nearly had an assist for them just before that, so that wasn't a good first touch. But yeah, eventually we got the 3 points and I think we just keep the run going as long as possible.
What a recovery by Chiz. And as Craig Harrison said on Twitter this week, massive credit to every single physio, nurse, doctor, parent, family who's got him back so fast playing.
I think it's very important, Mark, you know, that obviously when you're injured, the people around you, people with long-term injuries will tell you that. And in football, there's a lot of long-term injuries. And the people around you sometimes are just as important as the person who's injured. And it's a great statement from Harrison. You know, things are going well for him at the moment. He's on top of the world at the moment. But he said the right thing at the right time, which he's pretty good at. You know, you need his family and friends when you're down. And it looks like everybody have stuck by him to make it such a fantastic improvement and return to form. Ahead of time, you know, ahead of schedule. The cynics, like I said earlier on, the cynics most probably thought he may never have even played again. But for him to be back, it's like I said earlier, it's a Christmas present for everybody. And yeah, well done, Craig, for, you know, mentioning the people around him, especially his parents, obviously his missus and his close family. Well done to everybody who helped him come back so quick.
And seeing as we're putting a positive spin on things, credit to Cardiff Met, of course, to make it 1-1 at half-time. Now, Jenna, we talked them up before, haven't we? But one thing we've never spoken about on air is how these students are funded, because there's some urban myth flying around out there that me and you have talked about off-air, about bursaries, isn't there?
Yes, Mark. I almost fell into that trap until I spoke to Christian Edwards, and he was quite taken back by it, to be fair. I was underneath the impression that they may have got bursaries and stuff, and I have to be honest, I thought they got such a good array of players, and I thought they could pick out from everywhere and help them along. But having spoken to Christian, you know, to say he was put out by it is an understatement. They get absolutely nothing for playing for the Cardiff Met. Yeah, they get good facilities and things, but as far as finance is involved, he said, you know, if there's 20 of them in their squad, 19 of them got part-time jobs. They're working their socks off. They're training 2 or 3 nights a week for nothing. They're playing 2 days a week for nothing. And they're working hard. So they got a young sport in life to look forward to. and their reward is their team effort and the progress they've made over the last 5 years. Don't forget he took over when they were in Division 3 of the Welsh League. It's been a fantastic rise. And during that period, now one of them players have been paid. I know it's hard to believe, and other clubs might find it hard to believe, but it's genuinely true because they have good facilities, like I said. They have great training. But that's the beauty of going to a top-class university. But as far as any financial reward comes, they don't get anything. And for me, it says a great job Edwards is doing, his coaching staff are doing, and what a great job and a great group of youngsters and players this group of Cardiff Met students are.
Well, Chris Hughes has something to smile about again. A comprehensive win over Rhyl, where he believes all the pieces of his jigsaw came together. Let's hear from him.
I was pretty calm throughout because I thought, you know, we were in control of the game for large parts. We give away control in the latter part of the first half, which is disappointing. We started conceding silly free kicks and dropping deep and allow them to put balls on us. But once we addressed that, and I thought, you know, we knew at half time, you know, we get lots of opportunities on the counter attack, and so it proved. And we were, you know, the only disappointment for us is we didn't score for a few more goals, because I thought first half, in the first 20, 25 minutes, Craig Williams, Jason Oswell, you know, we've had great opportunities. We scored a scrappy goal, but it's a set play, and we work on set plays. We work hard on our set plays and our delivery and making sure that we can score goals from them. So, you know, that's no fluke there. That's something we work on. But I thought, you know, second half, the counter-attack, you know, I thought Neil Mitchell was excellent today, causing problems all through the game in terms of his movement, his ability, travel with the ball. The pass he played for the second goal was top draw, and a great finish. The second and third goal, really good finishes.
Jonah, what does this complete performance do for Newtown?
It looked a great game, Newtown and Rhyl. Rhyl had plenty of chances, Newtown had plenty of chances. Sendings off, it was like a game that had everything. But it's a great turnaround for Newtown. I expected them not to be in the bottom two at Christmas. They're not in the bottom two at Christmas now. And you can only see them cracking on now from here on in. They have good players, you know, Oswell. Again, he's back on the score sheet now. As long as he keeps scoring goals, I think we said once or twice in the past, if Oswell gets 20 goals in the season, that should be enough to keep him out of trouble. And with the likes of you know, Mitchell and Bounford chipping in with goals, I think they'll have enough to get out of trouble, Mac. You know, by far, every game, like we said in this league at the moment, is by far from an easy. But this one looked an end-to-end one, what could have ended up 4 or 5 all. But that's why Chris Hughes was happy at the end of the game. He's gone to Rhyl, who were on form. They've come away with a 3-1 victory. And he must be ecstatic about last weekend's result and looking forward to this weekend.
And yes, Rhyl lost. But the WPL's own Eddie Howe, Neil McGuinness, signing a new contract till 2018. Here he is after putting pen to paper.
It's been a tough sort of 6 months, but I think we're in a lot healthier position now and we're stable. And I think, to be honest with you, we're building sort of ahead of what we should be in my eyes. I think the side have really impressed so far, and it's been up and down, which we expected and we knew it would be, but we've performance wise and stuff, we've given tough opposition some real tough games. When you look at Connish Quay last week, that were in Europe last year, and they're a very good side, and we've ran them really close, which we probably didn't expect at the start of the season. So it just shows how far we've come, really.
So, Jonah, look, Niall gets an extension on his contract. You've talked him up on the podcast very heavily. You got Rhys Griffiths the job down at Pennebont. See, the only person who hasn't got a decent job is you.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying to get a job on a podcast. Do you know anybody? Well, listen, Niall's done really, really well. He's coming as a young kid, as we said, 3 or 4 times on this podcast. Lots and lots of pressure on him after the bad run they had. They came on a good run. He's having a roller coaster of a first season. If he can deal with it now, what will he be like in 2 or 3 years' time? So, you know, well done to Rhyl for extending his contract. Don't get carried away, by the way, Niall. There's a few of us have had contracts in the past and they haven't lasted, son. But he's doing a great job. And I just think if you are a manager, if you're just getting into the job and you're feeling you're doing a good job and the people around you feel you're doing a good job, why not give him a bit of reassurance with a contract? I think having been a manager at 2 or 3 clubs, it's just a bit like saying, well done, you know, you've done well for the club, here's a contract, we believe in you a bit, carry on doing what you're doing. So, well done to young Niall, and I have to say to the board at Rhyl, well done for having faith in him.
It's our charity campaign for this year. Get Jonah a job. Of course, the big game in the league this weekend was actually around mid-table. Carmarthen beating Llandudno. No mid-table mediocrity here, Jonah. What did you make of the performance of the two sides and the results?
I think it was an end-to-end game again, looking at the highlights, which Llandudno came out on top. It was a massive game, absolutely massive game, because had Carmarthen secured a victory there, I think they would have been favourites for the sixth spot. But I think Alan Morgan's team have just edged their way now. I think it was with four games to go. I think Morgs will take two wins. If he could take two wins now from his last four, that should secure him a top six. And with a little bit of a roller coaster of a season they've had after their European campaign, Morgs will know once you're in the top six, you are only two, maybe three games away from Europe at the end of the season. And that is a massive, it's a scalp, it's a big scalp to have by the time Christmas is over. If you're into the bottom six, you know you've got a massive scrap ahead of you. Once you make the top six, whatever happens, you're in a playoff at the end of the season for a European place. So how important are the next four games? To say they're four cup finals is an understatement.
A quick congratulations to Bangor and Kevin Druids, of course, made it through their Welsh Cup games. Jonah, small thoughts really on both of those games?
Bangor came down and did a job on Tom Penter, who put up a great performance, as well did Lampwick Major. The point is still on for the manager. They've done a brilliant, went up there, they only got beat 2-0, I think one was a penalty, so they did themselves and the village of Lampwick Major really proud. And Tom Penter, they battled in front of the television cameras. With a little bit of luck, it could have gone the other way, but just had a little bit too much class, Bangor. And congratulations to both Ian Dawes and Hughie Griffiths on making the next round, and both with favourable draws, I think.
And before we move on to some good news, I have to say this is the time of season I really hate, to be honest with you, because the table's a bit of a mess at the moment, isn't it? You've had postponed and rearranged games, so it's even harder to detect a pattern of form. So, look, you used to be a boss once upon a time, Jonah. Even more so at this time of year, if you were managing, would you be saying, look, let's take one game at a time, prepare for a number of cup finals, and forget what the league table says in the next few weeks?
You're spot on. You should try this managing lack. I mean, you're getting quite good at it. It's absolutely correct. You can look more than, you know, one game at a time in this league. Nobody got big, massive squads of 30 or 40 players. Everybody's most probably nailed down to about 18 or 19 players. So, TNS apart, I don't think anybody else can look further than one game. TNS may be able to shuffle their pack in the League Cup and the JD Welsh Cup, but nobody else can, not at this level of football. It's all about the next game. That's why it's so tight, and that's why I think second, third, top six and relegation will all go down to a last game scenario at the end of the season. You hear it here first, okay, Mac?
Well, back to the good news. And I don't know whether you've seen the letter from Nomad's secretary to Goitre United floating around on Twitter, but it is absolutely awesome. You should read it. It just shows how we all look after each other in Welsh club football. Now, we all know what happened during the Welsh Cup game. Goitre United came up to Gap, lost in injury time. Well, Nomads have written a letter to the club praising Goitre's sportsmanship, saying how well they took on the task and that last minute defeat and the disappointment of it, and that they were the better club on the day. Now, I've marked this down as news, but, you know, to all of us that work in Welsh club football, it shouldn't come as any surprise that Nomads and Goitre have been so nice to each other, because that's Welsh football full stop. We look after each other. I suppose it's a story, Jonah, because you wouldn't see that sort of letter written in the English FA Cup between a Premier League side and a Championship side. I mean, have you seen this letter, Jonah?
I've heard about it. The manager, Lee John, was on the phone to me of Goitre the day after the letter came, and he was really, really pleased with it. And he said it's a fantastic, you know, thing for his club to receive a letter like that from Gap Connors. You've got to congratulate them for sending him such a letter. Like, I've got to be fair, though, Mac. I know we're mentioning the English Premier League, but I don't think any letter's ever been sent out like this in about 20 years, so it's a fantastic thing for them. And it wasn't the only letter sent out, by the way. I had a letter sent out by Dylan Blaine, my old mate Dylan Blaine, who I said, like I said last week, don't go across the halfway line or you might run out of breath. He sent me a letter thanking me for slagging him out on the podcast a week earlier, saying he was too old. And he said, thanks for the help and making me get across the halfway line. I'm sending you this letter to say I scored a goal and was still a class. You could still be a class player over the age of 30. So, Blaney, there's a Christmas card on the way to you, son. There's a Christmas card on the way to the lads at Goethe United for a brilliant performance. And you've got to crack on now. Under your manager, Lee John, if you can give a performance like that of just getting beat 3-2 by a class outfit like Gap Connors Key, you've got to crack on and get your way up that Welsh First Division. And just well done to the secretary at Gap Connors Key for sending a letter, because I know it went a long way with Goethe United.
And quickly, speaking of the Nomads, I've been asked to point you in the direction of their website to watch their Goal of the Month competition. Yes, a Nomads Goal of the Month competition. Chance for you to judge some super strikes from Gap last month. Now, giveaway time on the podcast. I feel like Santa. After last week, I think I am Santa. We've got Mitre, the official ball maker of the Welsh Premier League. Got 5 WPL branded footballs to give away. And what they'll do is they will personally emboss the name of each winner on each ball. So you get a personalised ball. Now, how do you get that, Mark? I hear you cry. Well, what you do is you go to the WPL Twitter account and retweet the tweet about the competition. So on the WPL Twitter feed, there is a tweet about this competition. Retweet that. Your name will be accessed and it'll be drawn out of the hat. Hey, here's some breaking news for you. TNS are joining another league. No, they are. The New Saints are joining a new league. Well, all right, it's nothing to do with the physical football. They're not coming out of the Welsh Prem, but they are the first Welsh team to join a new Celtic esports league. TNS taking on gamers from Hibernian, Linfield and Dundalk in this new adventure. Definitely worth keeping an eye on. We'll be talking more about that in the future, I'm sure, on the podcast. Now, we've had plenty of good news. Unfortunately, I've got some sad news to bring you. It's not great. It comes from the Welsh League team Goitre of Gwent, not Goitre of United. Their reserves game had to be abandoned at half-time earlier on in the week because thieves broke into the changing room and stole mobile phones and wallets into the away changing room. If anybody's got any information, please do contact Gwent Police. It's unfortunate that we have to put bad news in such a good news podcast. Now, let's get down to business with the forthcoming fixtures. As ever, you can have a bet with Davabet. First-time customers get up to £30 refund on their first bet. Go to davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly. Friday, it's 7:45. Kevin Druids against Aberystwyth. Both still in with a chance of making the top six, ironically. So, topsy-turvy is this league table we have in front of us now. Who will win this one, Jonah?
Hardest game of the weekend to predict, I think. Kevin Druids, good result last week, 2-0 victory in a Welsh Cup, so they'll come into it on form. Aber, they haven't travelled so well this season, Aber. They've done well at home on a new 3G surface, but it's 3G at Kevin Druids, and it should be an entertaining game. But both can still make the top six. That's exactly what we've been talking about in the podcast. It's so unpredictable. We thought Kevin Druids would struggle maybe to stay up, but they're still in with a chance of making the top six. And Aberystwyth exactly the same, so it's a game which could go either way. Tight, it really is tight. I'm looking at all the other fixtures of the weekend, and I just think this one, Kevin Druids, this is a massive game for Kevin Druids. I know Aberystwyth and Bish have done well at home. They've struggled a little bit on the road, so I might just edge the Druids' way. You know, it's a big call, but I think the Druids might raise a game Friday night and just might sneak this one.
Then the rest of the action all comes on a Saturday. 4 2:30 games. Balor against Llandudno, Bangor Airbus, Carmarthenryll and Newtown host Met. Looking at those individually, Jonah, what's going to be the score from them?
Balor, Llandudno, Balor, the form team of the season apart, well, the last 8 games apart from TNS. Caton's men have found their goal scoring boots, and they really look really steady now, and they just seem to be marching their way towards Europe, which is I know it's 12 games away yet, but they really do look like set on their way. Llandudno being indifferent, but the 2-0 home victory over Carmarthen will give Morgs's side, you know, the go ahead to go and have a go at this game. If he'd have been defeated last week against Carmarthen, the pressure might have been on him just to set he's stalled out for a point, but I'm sure he'll send his troops forward to try and get the win at Balor. So, again, should be a very, very good game. Current form just edges me Balor's way. Bangor Airbus. Bangor had a great win, at Tom Penter. You know, they did what they had to do. Braden Shaw looked a class act. I think a young young winger, big 6'2", 6'3" winger. He just looked so comfortable. He should hope that they rip 3G surfaces up and they go back to the old muddy pitches, because he was the best player on a pitch by a mile. But if the likes of him and Henry Jones and Nah Diallo and Jamie Reid and company can get in amongst the goals, I think they might have too much for an Airbus who are struggling at the moment. Every game now is a mountain to climb for Airbus, and Bangor away on a Saturday is not the easiest mountain to climb. So I just, again, I imagine a home victory for Bangor City and Ian Dawes. Carmarthen, really, this could be the draw of the weekend, one draw of the weekend all the time. Carmarthen will be looking for the home win, still hoping to secure the top six. Real still hoping to secure the top six. Both teams want to keep their eye on the bottom two. They don't want to go anywhere near the bottom two. So it's a brilliant before Christmas game. This is Carmarthen versus Real. I see goals. I see a 3-3 or a 2-2, but this could be the draw of the weekend. Newtown hosting Cardiff Met. The Met have been on a good run, but they don't want to get back on that run of, you know, consecutive defeats. So this will be a tough game for them going to Newtown. Newtown look like they got their form back. This is, again, could be a game where two teams have found decent form in patches during the season. So if they're both to the best of their ability, it'll be a real decent game. Have the Met got enough in the tank after having a real hard game at TNS last week where they played really well but didn't get anything from it? I just think if they can produce again the same sort of away performance, they might just have enough in the bank to nick a point on an away victory. It was a great game, the first game at Kincoy Campus. I was at the game. Newtown dominated for the first 45 minutes and they were 1-0 ahead, and Cardiff Met scored two goals late on in that game, which turned their whole season around. So I think Christian will be looking for the same from his students to secure an away victory. Chris Hughes, if he could secure a home victory, they'll really edge away from the bottom two. So it's a massive game for both managers. Draw or just sneak in an away victory for me.
And Jonah's off to the Scorio Live game. It's a 5:15 kickoff where the Nomads host the New Saints. So we always look forward to this game for many reasons. Two of our strongest teams in the league. What's your take on that game, Jonah?
Game of the day. Simply game of the day. TNS magnificent at the moment. There's no way they were in first or second gear last week against Cardiff Met. They were taken all the way, so they've had a tough game the week before. The Nomads and Andy Morrison would have been, you know, he'd been plotting this game for a long time. He's desperate to beat TNS. It's great when you're a manager. It's just simply a different scenario when you're playing the top team in the league, whoever it is. If you're playing Chelsea at the moment in the English Premier League, and you just want to take the scalp. But if Gap have a special day, they could stop TNS creating records.
And that about wraps it up. I hope you enjoy your football this weekend, wherever you may be consuming it. We're getting close to Christmas. Jonah's off to the Old Gold Club shop to see if he can get a veteran's discount on the Carmarthen scarf. And I've cracked open the TNS whiskey set. See ya.
Thank you, Father Christmas.
Sign up for your Dafferbet account and support the WPL.